Amen. Good morning. What a blessing to be here. I was going to say thank you for that selection there. 930, it speaks of trust. All the way my Savior leads me. And that has to do with what I would like to share on this morning. And then also Moses' comments on faith out of Hebrews 6. I feel like faith and trust are very connected in the Bible. As I was reading this past week, this verse jumped out at me here in Job. So maybe before we get started, we'll have a prayer this morning. Lord, we come before you this morning. Thank you for this blessing and the opportunity to gather, Lord, and open your word again this morning. Father, we have such a great privilege here that we take for granted so easily, Lord. Pray that you would cause it to inspire us this morning. Father, to completely trust you with our lives. I know that we all know this, Lord, but help it to be a reminder. Father, sometimes it's easy for us to pick things back up, Lord, and not have them laid at your feet, Lord. But we just pray that you would just minister to our hearts this morning. We thank you. We love you in your precious name. Amen. So the verse is in Job 13, verse 15. Maybe if you can turn there, we'll read that together. So the first part of the verse really caught my attention, I guess. So, Job 13, verse 15. It says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him." So the first part of the verse is what we'll be focusing on this morning. And I felt like that was powerful. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. This verse speaks to me of absolute surrender to any trials or challenges that God chooses to bring us. Being able to fully trust him with our circumstances right where we are now, even in the middle of extremely difficult things, God is there for us if we can only trust him. Made me wonder, why do I trust or have faith in the Lord? Is it for some reason of what I will get? Or is it out of a sincere heart of love and worship for him? So a definition of trust is to place confidence in, to rely on. And then confidence, a reliance or testing, or resting in the mind of integrity, justice, friendship, or other sound principle of a person. Trust in this sense would be trust in the Lord. And then in Proverbs 29, you can turn there. Verse 25 is a verse on trusting the Lord. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. But we know that if we trust the Lord completely, we will not be fearing the outcome. We know that he is in control. And then, O Lord, my God, thou art my trust from my youth. That's in Psalms 71. I have some of my scriptures written down here, so that kind of can go through them here pretty fast. I'll try to not go too fast. So another definition is to commit to the care of, in confidence, to trust your Maker with yourself and all your concerns. And then let's turn to Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9. It's talking about putting our trust in the Lord again here. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And then again in verse 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Proverbs 3:26. You don't have to turn to all of these either. Proverbs 3:26, for the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. I have a few comments here. Those that are upright and have the assurance of their uprightness may cheerfully welcome every event. Come what may, they are ready. He resolves that he will maintain his own way. This, we're talking about the text here, Job 13, verse 15. Explaining this a little bit. He will maintain his own way. He would never part with the satisfaction he had in having walked uprightly with God. For though he could not justify every word he had spoken, yet in the general, his ways were good. He would maintain his uprightness. So let's read Job 23, verse 10 through 12. Job 23, verse 10. But he knoweth the way I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept, and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than necessary food. Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Another verse here in 2 Samuel 2:31. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. Then let's turn to John 1:10. We'll read verse 10 through 13. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So, going to verse 12 there, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe. Believe means to have faith in, upon, or with respect to a person or thing. That is credit by implication to trust, especially one's spiritual well-being to Christ. Believe, commit, to put trust with on his name. And then I'd like to read that verse also in the Amplified Version. John 1:12 in the Amplified Version says, But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege to become the children of God. That is, to those that believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. What a privilege that he has given us. What does that do to your heart when you think of being adopted, being his son, his daughter? Does it cause your heart to rejoice? It does mine. It does mine this morning to become children of God, and we believe and trust in him. In Psalms 9:10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Also, Psalm 91, verse 14 in the Amplified Version says, because he set his love on me, therefore I will save him. I will set him securely on high because he knows my name. He confidently trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never abandon him, no, never. Trust and faith, how are they connected? Trust and faith are very closely connected. Faith is believing that God is who he says he is, and what God can do, only God can do. But trust takes things a step further, making it the willful choice to trust that God will do what he promises. Trust is active and enduring. Trust stays steady and obeys even when God's method or timing is painful or delayed. The definition of faith, which means to be persuaded, to convince by reason, to agree with evidence, to rely with inward certainty, to be confident. Faith is based upon the promises of God, which are so certain that waiting for them is not discouraging, and acting upon them is natural. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, in Hebrews 1. Faith and obedience, here's a quote from Charles Spurgeon, faith and obedience are bound up in the same bundle. He that obeys God trusts God. He that trusts God obeys God. And then a little bit on the other side of this, unbelief will hinder God's power in our lives. Mark 6, 5 through 6 says that Jesus, let's just read that here. Mark 6, verses 5 and 6. I think I got the reference wrong or something. I'm in the wrong chapter, sorry. And he could do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around about the villages teaching. So it says there in those verses that he could not do many mighty works in Nazareth, save he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. He marveled because of their unbelief. This tells us how unbelief hinders God's work, can hinder God's work in our lives. Was it because the power of God suddenly wasn't great enough? No. It was because unbelief hindered his work. A lack of faith stopped all the power right there. And the same unbelief will stop God's power in our lives. Another point here is crisis points will not make you strong, but it will reveal what kind of faith we have. Another quote here from Oswald Chambers says, faith by nature must be tried. Faith untried has no character value for the individual. Jesus said, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Faith will dare to believe and trust in the mercy and the grace of God, even after serious failure. Faith will dare to get back up. Faith will reach out to the mercy of God and embrace it and become useful again. God doesn't want to crush us. He wants to help us when we are crushed. That's why those healing words are found in Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the joy of the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build up the old waste places, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. The ministry of Jesus is to bind up the brokenhearted and to give unto them beauty for ashes, for one beautiful purpose, that he may be glorified. Yes, Jesus is glorified when we come out of suffering with a testimony of trust and faithfulness. My heart this morning is just to encourage us all that even when we do not know the circumstances or the outcome, we are to trust God, walk in faith, and he will lead us through all of our difficult times. God will be in control of the outcome, and it will be much better than if we choose the outcome anyhow. We'll read Job 13:15 again here. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. May we just remember that this morning, that if we trust God, he's in control, and the outcome will be to bring glory to him. I'd like to sing, if we can. I think it's song 145 in the folder, Luke, if we could. It's Trusting the Shepherd to Lead. There's a few, I'd like to read a little bit of that before we sing it here. Through valleys deep, by waters cool and still, he leads his sheep until they've had their fill, forever guiding with his tender hand, until at last within his fold they stand. And then verse 2 here, in utter trust, behind him they will tread. They always know that from him they'll be fed. In confidence, before them he will lead, and wisely he fulfills their every need. Now we must take from them a lesson clear, and follow Christ without a trace of fear. He is our constant refuge and our stay. He is the master. We are just his clay. Thank you.